The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So do you think you guys know what it means to deal with your text expectations?
I know that whatever you're about to say, I'm awful at. I'm awful at texting. I know this about me.
Mm-hmm. You're probably part of it, but you're on the other side of it, Roy. Dealing with your text expectations is that moment that maybe you're in a new relationship or the moment that your boss says, I need to talk to you, and you sit there anxiously waiting for the text to come back and the information that you're waiting for.
And you see that stupid dot, 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 and you just wait.
It's the feeling you get when you're anxiously checking your phone every 5 minutes to see if your crush's name has popped up or the person who you're starting to go on a date with is coming up or even your boss who says, I got to talk to you. The text, managing the text expectations. You're right, Lorraine. It doesn't even have to be the bubble, but the bubble's bad, too.
The bubble's the worst.
Oh, how about when the bubble sits there and then all of a sudden the bubble just goes away?
Because, you know, if that person opened that text message and they went to type something, but then they didn't, that bubble stays there.
Which is the majority of what I think I do. I can't tell you how many times someone texts me and I'll begin to respond and then I get distracted.
That does happen to you, Roy, because you and I text like about nonsense off our MRL text chain because, believe me, you guys don't want to hear.
And yeah. It's not quick back and forth. Like, I'll text you 2 hours later. Yeah. Like, I'm just bad at
it. I had to power text someone this week to get their address because I'm sending out my Christmas cards today.
Yeah, that was me.
No, it wasn't you. Well, yeah, you were one of them, too.
Well, you texted us, like, on Thanksgiving Day at, like, 3 p.m, right, when we're having Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, but then you guys were like, I'm not sending it. And you waited, like, 24 hours, and finally I was like, hello.
I was holding out on it for your text expectations.
I told everyone it's suspicious that the room wants to know people's addresses. Don't trust it.
I'm going to come break in.
All right, so what was happening?
Nothing. I just had to power text somebody, and they wouldn't answer the text message, and I could see the dot, dot, dot. So then I started messaging them on Facebook.
Oh my gosh.
I know you see. And it was one of Dallas's coworkers. I was like, I know you see my text message. You're going to be left off the Christmas list. Just send me the address.
You think that's crucial behavior from Lauren? Don't go anyway. Make sure you're listening at 7 a.m. this morning when she tells us all what happened, how she might have gone too far. In her marriage. My gosh, we're going to hear that at 7 this morning. But you know what we need to hear from? Like, maybe this is already happening to you. Like, we need to hear from people, you guys, who have sent a text this morning and your text expectations are high right now because you haven't heard back from that person.
704-570-9595. That's how you call into the studio. You can always tweet Instagram at the MRL show. You can watch us. We got like 4 cameras in here. It's like a whole TV show. MRL TV is what I called it on Instagram yesterday.
Yeah, I like MRL TV.
But you can watch it on the Kiss 95.1 Facebook page, thanks to Uptown Cheapskate.
So if you're currently waiting for someone to text you back, give us a call. You don't have to go into all the details. We're just curious, like, is it a relationship? Is it a work thing? Is it a family thing? 704-570-9595. The other thing that's crazy about text, and this happens, I'm on a guy text chain, which, by the way, Lorraine, if you're wondering what goes on in a guy text chain, it's all nonsense.
Oh, I'm sure. And I have a girl's text chain, and that sometimes is nonsense.
I'm on a text chain with 6 guys, and we're all going to be at a wedding in January in the Bahamas for one of the guys who's on our text chain. It's his wedding, and it's all like high school stuff, and we graduated high school in 93, y'all, and like 4 of the guys on the text chain just live in the high school years. And they bring up people that we went to high school with, and they're like, hey, I'm currently at blah, blah, blah's house. You know, and then the text chain is just like, oh, that's hilarious. I haven't thought of that guy. Then somebody asks a question. Somebody will respond to it. But by that point, 2 other questions have been asked, and the text chain is all just, nobody knows what the hell anybody's talking about.
Well, now I'm kind of upset. The only text chain I'm a part of is with you guys.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't have any other text chains?
I don't. I guess I don't have any friends.
Not even like a family text chain?
No, we don't want to talk to each other.
That's so sad, right?
This is, never realized that I was missing out on all these text chains and friendships and relationships.
I don't have a text chain. The Roy Brown story. Coming to Lifetime. All right, a couple people are on hold. They're waiting for texts. If you guys are currently dealing with high text expectations, waiting for someone to text you back, give us a shout, 704-570-9595.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorette on KISS 95.1.
Managing your text expectations, people, it's a real thing. It's a real fear that we have. That is, when you text someone and you're waiting for that someone to text you back, even before you see the bubble, you just check your phone every 5 minutes. Do they text back? And it could be your crush. It could be someone you just started dating.
We're getting pretty funny text messages from people saying, I have that with you. You guys never text us back.
And then, Roy, before we went to break, you said that you were sad because you weren't on any text chains.
Yeah.
And you said,
I don't have any cool friend text groups.
You said, let's be besties. And you said, did we just become best friends? And said, yep, want to go do karate in my garage.
Yeah, somebody texted us saying, yes, I want to have a group text chain with you. And I said, we just become best friends.
Now you got to go do karate in his or her garage.
I'm good. I'll watch.
That escalated.
I'll watch them play karate in their garage as long as they're like, you know, something for me to drink.
I like how quickly that escalated.
I like it. It's a movie reference.
Is it?
I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, it's from reference. Step Brothers.
let's talk to...
Not one of Will Ferrell's greatest flicks.
That wasn't bad.
Really? I feel like there's a lot of quotable...
Yeah.
I don't know. I love that one.
From Step Brothers.
I'll do everyone a favor. I'll watch it again and see if I like it better.
Yeah, okay. Do that.
Brandon in Kannapolis, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hi.
So do you have text expectations?
I do. I texted my friend Blake early this morning, like almost as soon as I woke up, and it said 34 minutes later he opened it, and the bubble popped up like he was going to respond, and then it stopped. So I sent him another text, and he still hasn't opened it.
Now, are you asking anything good? Like, what would you be waiting for?
I said good morning, and then I said, what are you up to? And he still hasn't responded.
Well, what the hell's going on, Blake?
Right. You fall back asleep?
Yeah.
You think that there's something going on, whereas I think it's like 6:45, and there's probably not much going on. And the guy, I just woke up and opened my eyes.
Brushing my teeth? Maybe showered?
All right, well, good luck with your text expectation today, Brandon. Keep checking your phone every 5 minutes, okay, buddy?
I sure will.
All right, thanks for holding.
And we need closure now, and now we need to know how that ends.
That's true.
Victoria and Cabarrus, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, guys.
Hi, tell us about your text expectations.
So, my situation is I leave for work at like 5 o'clock in the morning. And I know that my husband's up when I leave, so I'm like, okay, you know, he lets the dogs out and everything. So, when I send him a text message, and I have an iPhone, he has an Android, so, you know, it doesn't say deliver. But when I text, and I'm like, okay, it's just 5 minutes. You know, I know you sleep with your phone right next to you. I'll go. We have 9 cameras. I'll go check my cameras and see why he hasn't texted back yet.
She's checking all 9 of her cameras to find out why he's not texting back. We call that the Loren syndrome.
Is it all my friends do that to their husbands?
Yes. He knows about 8, just not the 9th one. So I'm checking everything. And it better match to why he's not texting me back fast enough.
So, on camera, is he just, like, hanging out on his phone, just not replying to you, or?
Yeah, or outside at his car. So, I can see where his car is. I can see my driveway, the street in front of me, my neighborhood. I thought it was okay, but it isn't so, you know, friendly. And so I put my cameras up. Somebody had broken into my house several times.
Is that why you have 9 of them? Cause it,
yeah, me too, girl. That's why I have 9.
I'm telling you.
Because, like, my first thought is when you had 9 of them, I'm like, is there like some illegal operation going? Like, you want to see when the cops are coming?
The Amazon shipping warehouse has less cameras than you have, Victoria.
Absolutely. But nothing illegal. I promise nothing illegal. Okay. But I want to make sure that if somebody is in my house, I know where they are. Sensors off, so it'll let me know I need to check that camera.
And by the way, let's not forget, Victoria about a minute and a half ago said my husband knows about 8 of them.
I love that.
Yes.
All right, Dee, have a great day. Thanks for listening to the show.
You too. Yes, thank you guys.
All right.
We're getting some text messages to
of course
the
we are.
So somebody says, I've been waiting 2 weeks for my bridesmaid to text me back about final wedding dress fittings. I'm so fed up. I'm sending a triple text to get a response. And then somebody said, I texted my best friend to see if we had homework last night. Still waiting. Somebody texted and said, Manny, you take that back. Step Brothers is the best movie ever.
Yeah, it's definitely a niche movie.
Yeah.
And it just surprises me because you kind of like stupid comedy.
Yeah.
Well,
I'll watch it again.
Yeah, watch it again.
So hold on a second, Roy. Before we get to Lorena, we do need to jump on that. I just wanted to tell you, and this is not to make you feel sad because you're not on many text chains.
Yeah.
I'm on 1, 2, 3, 4, because there's a Loren Yankee Pete MRL show one.
That was one that you're on.
I didn't count that one. There was one message.
There's the Nicole and Roy one that where we talk about Loren. That's right. A good one. Richie, my brother. I'm on a family one. Then I'm on the friends one. Dude, I'm on one with just my wife and the neighbors across the street. Then I'm on one with just my brothers. Oh.
Yeah, I have a ton of them too.
It's glorious.
And here I am.
It does wear down your phone, though, so don't feel too bad, Roy. I have to turn on my Do Not Disturb, especially my fantasy football league. Those people wear it out.
Yeah.
I want to start new text groups. Maybe us and our boss could be one.
No, that's okay.
Still to come. I like this one here from the Roy, Nicole, and Maney one. What just happened? I think she just walked out.
I don't know that.
I'm joking.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.